give a little bit of the biblical history of where Islam came from. I mean, it goes all the way back to the Old Testament, to a problem between Isaac and Ishmael. So in about a minute and a half or less that we have, if you could just give a quick overview so people understand where all of this problem originated.
Dave, you're right. We have to go back to Abraham. That would be Genesis chapter 16. He had married Sarah. She was unable to have any children. So she suggested to her husband, what about taking her handmaiden, Hagar, an Egyptian, have a relationship with her, have a son so he can continue his heritage. In 16th chapter of the book of Genesis, his name is going to be Ishmael. He's described as a wild man. He'll raise his hand against every man. Every man's hand will be raised against him. Over in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, verse 20, it says that this son of Abraham, Ishmael, will be the father of one nation. He will not father all the Arab nations, because many of those nations will be in place before he comes on the scene. He will father one nation, and when you go to the 25th chapter of the book of Genesis, verse 18 says that will be a place called Arabia. It's Saudi Arabia today.